Now, today in the life of the church in the United States, we celebrate Respect Life Sunday. When we look around our society, we see that life is actually not being respected. We see the dignity of human life disregarded. Abuse is frequently found in our families. Unborn children are killed through abortion. And elderly people are encouraged and assisted to take their own lives. So how do we as the church respond? Well, we respond in many ways. But I think the most fundamental way is by having our marriage and family lives centered around Christ and striving to follow His will. Married people must believe in the power of the sacrament to make them holy. They must believe in their vocation to witness through their marriage to the power of Christ's love. Prayer has to be the center of our households. If we do that, our children will grow up in a healthy environment where the faith is present even beyond Sunday at our church. Our families will be champions of life. An abortion and a contraceptive mentality will not be present because if God is truly at the center of a marriage, children are always seen to be a gift. The secret to a happy and holy marriage is to have our marriage, no matter how imperfect it is, to be rooted in Christ and His teachings. Marriage, as God created it to be, is worth it and worth fighting for. God is there to help us. His grace is sufficient.